This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Our next story is about how PTPTN wants to know your answer to this question. How can we get people to pay back their loans?
So, obviously not the first time that we're having this conversation, but interestingly, this time it's PTPTN themselves who are going out and crowdsourcing, right? Yeah. Because it would seem like they're at their wits' end. PTPTN chairman Wan Saifulwan Jan has said, you know, we've tried everything to get borrowers to repay their loans, and it's just, you know, just a small amount of some 6.3 billion ringgit, so it is significant. He revealed also that over a million borrowers haven't actually serviced their loans or were inconsistent with payments.
And since they feel like they're just out of ideas, they're turning to the public. PTPTN will conduct town halls and roundtable sessions sometime mid this year, but why wait that long when you can let us know right now your thoughts on this? How can we get people to pay back their PTPTN loans? Call us at 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899. You can also tweet us at BFM Radio.
So Mike has already come through on WhatsApp saying, one, write off the loan. Two, shut down the entire PTPTN scheme. Three, channel future money to all local universities. Four, provide free education up to university for all Malaysians. This bailout will be more beneficial to everyone.
Yeah, so the idea is essentially channeling all of those funds into providing free education. I guess starting from the level of kindergarten all the way to university. How do you, I'm not sure how I feel about that idea necessarily. I mean,
free education is great.
It's fantastic. Yeah,
no one's contesting that.
Yeah, but whether we can do that at this very moment in time is that question.
Yes, of course it is. Also to write off, I guess, 6.3, what was it?
6.3 billion ringgit.
Yeah, I was hoping that it would be the letter M, but instead it's a letter B. I couldn't remember which one it was. So yeah, I think writing that off entirely and sort of, I understand the temptation to close the chapter on this, right? Yeah. It's been long running. The arguments seem to go nowhere. People are saying, look, it's not that we don't want to. It's a huge burden. But I don't feel comfortable with that money just being written off.
Yeah. Well, also considering the fact that the amount isn't necessarily, per month, isn't necessarily a big one that you have to pay back. And to PTPTN, I think what they've tried to do in the past, whether the idea is good or not, they've tried to relook at their loan plans. It includes, you know, being able to defer your loan payments and I guess then charging between a rate of 2% to 15% of your monthly income. Those ideas weren't necessarily received well. So I'm glad at least they're taking this step to listen and hear from the public about what they should be doing.
Swat Kwan is suggesting force deduct from their EPF. Why bother about their retirement fund when they haven't settled their debt? And I suppose that is an extension of deductions from paychecks, which was something that was discussed very recently. So keep those suggestions coming, whether it's about Doraemon and cartoons and what we would like to use to represent tourism here or to be an emblem for our country. And also, PTPTN wants to know, how can we get people to start repaying their loans?
So we're heading to the lines now where we have final year student Wong Yen Ke, the president of the University of Malaya Association of New Youth. Yen Ke, thanks for joining us. So before we talk about potential suggestions for repayment loans, we wanted to get your thoughts on the concept of PTPTN crowdsourcing ideas from the public. Do you think it's a good idea?
In my opinion, I think it's a good idea, actually, because it applies the human rights-based approach, whereby it's emphasized on the participation of the stakeholder when they are making the policy. And also involves the stakeholders in making a decision that will affect them. So I think it's a part of the process to empower the people or individuals or any groups and in this democratic country. So I think it's a very good approach.
So this idea of going to the crowd, right, or going to the public for ideas, it's coming months after ongoing discussions on what to do. Do you see this as the government being unable to arrive at an effective solution?
For me, I think it might be. But what concerns me more is actually the decision-making process, because we know that the previous administration, whereby they always apply the top-down communication, and they don't really listen to the people from the grassroots, and I would say lack of engagement, which make the policy might have the legality but don't have any legitimacy. So even though the change of regime, the Pakatan Harapan government, or its bureaucracy still apply the same concept or having the old mindset. That's why we can always see PH always make a lot of U-turns after the announcement for certain policies, especially when people disagree or like opposed to it. So I think the current approach right now, they're applying whereby they are crowdsourcing the ideas on the repayment approach. I think it's a very good one. In fact, it should be encouraged more in the future to prevent any U-turns.
Let's take a look at the current ideas being put forth. We've got the 2 to 15% deduction from your monthly income and also the option to defer payments for anyone earning below 4,000 ringgit. What do you think of these ideas, which are probably the most discussed ones so far?
Because I have studied the paper before, for certain extent, I think it's useful. But the problem right now is I think the system that has been established should be more flexible, whereby we should put more consideration in different kind of situation. For example, we need to take into account on the financial background of the family and etc. So I would say the measures should be more humanized and also tailor-made, especially for those people in need and like those people from B40 groups. But what I mean right now is they still need to pay off the debts, but they should be given more time based on their needs. And I think the filter system, I mean like to filter it out, who are the ones should pay first or second. I mean, they should be more strict, you know, and to prevent any individual or groups to abuse the privilege.
Right, because according to PTPTN's numbers, 51% of the 2 million borrowers haven't started servicing their loans or have paid inconsistently, which is quite a huge chunk. What do you think are the main reasons for this?
I think because right now we can see the main reason is the inflation rate and or the living cost has increased every year, but we still can see the fresh rate salary doesn't increase in the past 10 years. So I think this is one of the main reasons, whereby the rate of the fresh grade salary doesn't increase. After deduct all the expenses for accommodation, for transport, for grocery, and also for their meals every day, I think not much left for them to pay for the debts. That's why it's a problem. Then the second one I would think is the lack of proper financial planning. It's another problem because the young people tend to spend off their money before saving. Yeah, this is the problem.
Right, and that lack of financial planning is definitely one of the go-to reasons given for the low PTPTN repayment rates. What do you say to this perception that students don't prioritize their loans?
I think some of them do really like they take it for granted. You know, they might take some time to pay off the debt because this is not their duty or obligation to do so. But I would say there must be some certain situation where the person are from a family background whereby he needs to use his salary to pay with their family's expenses. Because maybe he's the one and the only one of the source of the income for the entire family. So I think we cannot judge the people just saying that they are not good in financial planning. Yes, they might be, but we still need to see what is the background. So for me, I don't judge people based on my experience, but I would judge after I know their situation. So people should do so.
So the government has said that they are hoping to collect about 2 billion ringgit in repayments this year. What suggestions would you offer to help them achieve that?
For me, I think for short-term wise, actually, I'm also curious why government they retract the decision of blacklist the borrowers from traveling abroad, you know. I think this is a quite an effective way to ask the borrower to pay off their debts, especially those people who are affordable to pay, you know. Because those can travel abroad, that means they are afford to pay, actually. And the second part for the short-term approach, I think they can impose more on the incentive-based policy, whereby people that who are regularly pay their debts, they might get any like special offers or privilege in the public service, such as like healthcare, or even they can like buying the insurance, they also can get some offers. So that this is my rough suggestion. More towards for the incentive based approach. But for the long term one, I think the government should fix the system, because I think right now the system for PTPN loan is quite a terrible or is in a mess. I could see some part where the borrowers, they are from a privileged background. they are from T20 groups, but they still can get the PTPN loan. That means the system, the filter system is not really good enough, not strict enough, which let the people have the opportunity to abuse this system. Then the second part, I would say, is more towards the education, whereby starting from small, you need to teach the children saving is very important, and also, it's the obligation for you to pay off the debt, especially if you borrow the debt. You borrow the loan. Yeah.
So are you optimistic that if the government has meaningful engagement with stakeholders, that they'll be able to come up with some effective long-term solutions?
Yeah, I would say, even though after a lot of engagement, the decision that have you made might not be favoured to everyone, but the problem is right now is how you're going through that process and how you empower the people. Because when we talk about democracy, it's the empowerment of the people from the grassroots. If not, the democracy doesn't work. So I think this is the part that we need to focus more, how we're going to empower the people. And after that, it's a long discussion. I wouldn't say that it only ends for this session. It's going to be a long, long journey, but it's how you empower the people.
Yanke, thanks for joining us. That was Wong Yanke, President of the University of Malaya Association of New Youth. We want to know what you think. What suggestions do you have for increasing the rate of PTPTN repayment loans? And, well, if you haven't repaid, we want to hear from you too. You can call us.
And if you have repaid, how did you do it?
Yeah.
Yeah. What motivated you? Was it just, inherently you believe in being able to pay that off, that it's part of a responsible adult life? What did you have to do in order to do that? Call us at 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio.
And we have been getting a slew of suggestions already. And our first message is from Subra, who says that PTPTN requires a good professional collection department to regularly call up borrowers and take progressive action like banks do. Currently, PTPTN does not even call borrowers despite having billions of loans outstanding.
I wonder what the filing system is like. I wonder if everybody really is on file and that it's accurate and up to date, which is not, I'm not trying to cast aspersions on PTPTN. It's just that there are a lot of people, there are a lot of people, and I'm not certain how the system has been in the past and to now.
Yeah, and that number is actually somewhere in the millions, right? So, and that comes from many years of people borrowing. So I just wonder how up-to-date that system is.
Precisely,
also.
Yeah. Pecto says, I think the previous blacklist for travel method is good and they should just start deducting off their pay for those who are working. And SC Lim says, maybe it's better to ask what happens if someone defaults on their housing loan or their personal loans, then apply the same to PTPTN loans. If it's not treated the same, can I hope to get a discount for my personal loans?
When you look up reasons as to why some don't repay their loans, they put those two loans first as reasons why they don't repay their PTPTN. They say, well, I have other loans to take on to, why should I repay my PTPTN first?
Because you took it first.
Yeah, because you took it first, essentially, right? And it's an important promise that you signed on to the moment you took on that loan.
Yeah, I'm not super into hugely punitive measures, but the reason why I'm not for wiping out or just forgetting the loan is because I think it's important. You took a loan. It's a gesture of faith, right? And then for you to repay it by just saying, I don't feel like it, or I just can't, or can't we just, just that constant negotiation, it's not a good setup for your financial mindset.
Yeah, and the fact that PTPTN isn't too punitive about it, I think maybe signals the fact that they do trust Malaysians a lot, that one day, hopefully, you will pay us back, but we are hoping that you get a good education, you get a good salary once you graduate, and then you can contribute back into the fund, which would mean more people could study.
So a lot of tweets coming through as well. Emacro saying, fulfill the election promises, else next time think before you promise. Richard says, in all caps, mind you, PTPTN debts sue the debtors. And then Tenko says, still support the blacklist for those PTPTN defaulters under CCRIS so that no car loan, no credit card, etc. for them. Jay says, make it a payment from the company that the graduate is working at. The sum is on top of their salary and then they might not feel the pinch quite as much.
Yeah, but when in the past they tried to suggest that, there continues to be a lot of resistance to that idea, even though the sum, if let's say you earn a salary of 2,000 ringgit, you take 2% out, the amount only ranges to about 40 ringgit.
Yeah.
But I guess for some people, even 40 ringgit a month could mean a lot to them.
Yes, and I have sympathy for that point of view, but also then we come back to the central question of how on earth are you going to pay it back?
Yeah.
How on earth are you ever going to pay it back?
I also just wonder whether there is a classification of in terms of income class and whether you have to update that once you graduate to so that PTPTN then can better say, okay, so this is your monthly income now. You can probably afford to pay a lot more than what you are currently paying back.
Our next message comes from Jay, who says, payment to PTPTN is a start to being an adult, paying your debt, channeling to public universities. How many get admission to public use? Taking it out from EPF is a better option. So again, that concept of EPF.
Yeah. Though I wonder how comfortable they would be with that idea, seeing as the yearly rates, yearly numbers that EPF and Bank Negara releases, it just says that we Malaysians just don't have enough from to save for retirement. So if, let's say, they can't service this loan, but then later they also don't have enough for their retirement, does that create problems for us in the long term? So we are heading to our phone lines now where we have Siva. Siva, good evening. What are your thoughts on this story?
I'd like to make a comment regarding the PTPTN. And if you look at a lot of people who have taken PTPTN loans and they defaulted or they don't pay, when you speak to them, the most common reason they give is that they don't have enough salary to pay back. Or the other reason is they don't have a job. But what they don't realize is that the PTPTN loan was given to them just to complete the studies.
Mm.
The PTPTN doesn't have the onus to look for a job for you. So once you complete your study, it's your duty to actually pay back. It's not to say that I don't have enough money or my salary is low. So this kind of responsibility must be put into these people. And another thing, when you're talking about so-called the public wants to give some ideas how to make them repay back, is that I think we should tie up with the banks. If someone has started working but they did not pay up the loans, but they decided to go and get a car loan or a housing loan, they should be denied. Because if that becomes a poor paymaster, right? That loan should be denied. And if someone applies for a credit card, they shouldn't be given to it because they're going to be poor paymasters as well. You have to instill this kind of a discipline in them to say that, you know, it's your duty to pay up some amount of money. If you can't pay the full amount or stipulated installment, you can always negotiate with them and say, look, can I pay a lower amount first? And then see if I can pay up as my salary increases. But most of them, what they do is that they do not. And I personally know many people who have actually taken up these loans, but they don't pay up. But once they get a job, the first thing they do is get married. So I think that's not fair as well. I mean, personally, that's their personal choice, but I think there should be some responsibility for these people to pay up. And I do not believe that we should write off this loan because it's a huge amount. And being a good taxpayer, I don't want this to be write off as well because it involves my tax as well. So I think this is what my suggestion is. Thank you.
Siva, thank you very much for your call. And there is a lot to, you know, coming in at different fronts, right? Responsibility as someone who has taken that loan, but then also your responsibility as a loan taker to many multiple parties, be it to the PTPT institution themselves and also to taxpayers.
Yes, and that point about negotiating the loan, right?
Yeah.
Or trying to figure out what is a workable amount, that is a negotiation that you're going to be coming to time and time again in your adult life. Every time you look at something, a big ticket item, and wonder, can I afford this?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be coming to that exact same thing. How much is reasonable for me? And then calling the bank and saying, look, how much is reasonable for us? So if you don't get into, a lot of this is about building those habits, right? And what we're seeing is a lot of people who I think are doing the Care Bear thing of just not looking at a problem. Like, I can't see it, therefore it can't hurt me. And doing that just means that you have a loan that goes unserviced, that gets people angry, basically.
And if I'm not mistaken, PTPTN has always been quite open to those negotiations. They've always invited
yes.
people to come in and say, okay, you can't afford the amount that we have stipulated for you. Let's work something out. Any minimum amount that you can give, we would just gladly take it.
Which is reasonable because you are working with young people who might not
yeah.
have a whole lot of financial know-how. It all makes sense. It's just that people are not necessarily, again, it's the Care Bear thing. I'm not going to look at it. I'm just going to ignore it. Everything is fine. But It's a financial thing, right? You
yeah.
have to actually look at your finances, look at what you owe, and figure it out from there.
Our next caller is Suzanne. Suzanne, good evening. What do you have to say about the PTPTN repayment scheme?
Hi, good evening. Well, I am 27 this year, and I have just finished paying my advance and my diploma. So I studied in a public U, right? But because my parents couldn't really support me financially, so I took out a PGBN loan and I managed to complete it. As soon as I started working, I made sure a contribution of at least 100 or 150 ringgit a month. That was something. And also, when there's bonus, you double it up and you just be a more responsible person. And if you've taken a loan, you owe the loan givers the responsibility of paying for it, you know. And I suppose PTPTN should link up with these companies and whoever who's hiring anyone who has an outstanding loan, especially an educational loan, to make sure that they pay up for it and have a deduction scheme.
Suzanne, firstly, congratulations. And then the other thing was, this whole thing that you had, right, about if it's a loan, you have to pay it back. It's a responsibility. Where did that mindset for you come from? Because it doesn't appear to necessarily be a shared mindset. I think people who have it think, oh, why doesn't everyone think like that? But it's pretty clear that that's not the case.
Honestly, my parents, my family, I mean, it was a privilege to have the loan yourself. I mean, to get the loan. So my parents made sure, hey, you get the loan, you finish it. And so my dad offered me a settlement amount because, at the end of last year, they offered a 20% discount. Mm-hmm. So we weighed the pros and cons and he said, okay, fine, I'll give you a loan and you settle it off with a discount. And actually, he didn't ask me to repay it back to him. But of course, I'm repaying it in installments. But hey, at least I save up on the 20%.
Suzanne, thank you so much for your call. And once again, congratulations on finishing repaying your loan.
Richard also did the same thing. I don't see bad financial planning as an excuse. It's a debt that needs to be repaid. I worked 2 to 3 jobs to ensure that I paid those loans back. It's a good education of how life is. You can't use these excuses for a home or a car loan.
Again, then, does that invite the conversation that perhaps PTPTN needs to be a lot more punitive than they are?
Attentive. Yes. Okay, so punitive is the next step, but the other thing is also just attentive. It's one thing to say, hey guys, please pay us back. But if, like some messages have been saying, if you're not following up, if you're not calling, you don't necessarily have to say, we're going to throw everyone in jail. But at least telling people, we still know that you owe us the money, rather than everybody playing the same game of, we know it's there, but we're not taking a close look at it.
Yeah, and Siva made a really good point earlier to saying that it's not PTPTN's job to tell you to pay it back. Because when you take that loan, you're taking it in good faith that you will be paying it back. And going back to our phone lines, we have Yini on the line. Yini, good evening. What are your thoughts?
Okay, good afternoon. Okay, I would like to say that I myself is not a PTPTN. I never obtained any loan from PTPTN, but I feel that these people who do not pay back, they actually rob the future generation of getting the loan. The last I read is every ringgit you lend out, you only get back 50 or 60 cents. So, and given the economy right now, I don't think our salary is going to increase much more substantial. So these people who do not pay back, they are actually robbing their future generations' entitlement for this loan to complete education if they cannot afford. That's only my view. Thank you.
Thank you so much for your thought, Yini. And that's come up again and again that when you take up this loan and when we don't have that amount back into the system, you're depriving someone else the opportunity to further their studies and increase their opportunities as well.
Yes, and then your opportunity has turned into a privilege that you're abusing. So it's that, right? I mean, just now Suzanne basically made the point that it was a privilege to be able to take it. And when you don't repay it, then it just becomes a privilege that you're not using to further anything.
Yeah.
Tsai says, charge much higher interests for student loans, give tax reliefs for PTPTN loan payments, allow installment plans at a lower interest rate, allow business tax reliefs for loan payouts by companies hiring the graduates, have tax relief bounties on whistleblowers, have much longer loan repayment periods. So just a series of ideas there for PTPTN.
Let's head to Ben. Ben, what do you have to say?
Hi, good evening.
Hello.
Hello, good evening.
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, good. I would like to just make a suggestion that maybe PTPTN should have a collateral or have something like guarantors. Maybe not one guarantor, two, maybe three. Depends how big is the loan and whether Because the idea is right now they are just giving money to the students. And maybe when they start working, they don't have the feeling to give it back, or they have some other commitments or something. But if the family is involved, if the uncles and somebody is involved, then it becomes the pressure is there to pay it back. That's my thought. Thank you.
Ben, thank you so much for your thoughts. And that is an idea I don't think we've heard yet or seen from the messages yet.
It's in line with this idea of symbiosis, though.
Yes.
You know, it's going to take an ecosystem. So especially for people who perhaps feel a little bit unsupported in terms of how to make those payments, if you have your elders involved as your guarantors, you might be a bit more inclined to seek advice, or they might be more inclined to offer unsolicited advice, basically, about how you should be repaying your loans.
And I think we have Brandon back on the line. Brandon, looks like we lost him again. Brandon, please do try again. Up next, we have Lee on the line. Lee, what are your thoughts on this story?
Hi, good evening.
Hello.
Hello, good evening.
Yes, we can hear you.
Yeah, okay, great. I just want to make a comment because I'm a parent and my daughter took the PTP debt loan. And I find it so difficult just to make regular payments via account. I had to make several trips and many times, many submissions because of such tedious and very, very cumbersome applications just to have monthly deduction from the account. And they only take from certain banks, which is fine. But then again, the submission, it's really, really ridiculous. Each little mistake was shown rejected. I have to go there for about 3 to 4 times in order for me to get it on account deduction. And my daughter is paying for it. Although now she has gone for her studies and I'm helping her pay from her account.
Mm.
So I think we should all make the payment regardless of whether, you know, you're taking the loan. It is a loan. And to help the future generation to get the same opportunity like we did. But then again, I do come across from my encounter with young folks, young people in my, that they feel that it's an entitlement, that, you know, government should pay for education. Why should we pay back? That's about it. I mean, they refuse to pay.
Lee, to go back to your earlier point, right, about ease of repayment, what would make it super easy for you? What would be the thing that would make it, like, automated and just very simple?
Well, the bank has got so many facilities. There's a lot of online which you can do. And, you know, we could actually make this kind of payment, but no, they don't allow it. So I do see people going all the way to the office and making cash payments. But then I opt for account deduction, the monthly deduction from her account. But then again, I mean, to submit that application was so cumbersome that I even wrote into their website, into their Facebook, to complain about it. But I do not know whether anything's been done about it.
Lee, thank you so much for your thoughts. And again, very sorry that you have to go through that, I guess, rather difficult experience of having to pay it back. And I think that's a common problem that an issue as to why people sometimes don't pay back, because that process of doing so remains very tedious.
Yeah, and honestly, if you want people to be able to make monthly payments, especially if it's a recurring payment, ease is really going to factor in here.
Yeah. And up next, we have Lee on the line. Lee, what do you have? Oh, sorry. Up next, we have Ryan on the line. We just had Lee. Ryan, good evening. What are your thoughts?
Hi, good evening. Okay, I would just like to say that, you know, why don't PTPTN learn from the best collectors, which are the LHDM, right?
Mm-hmm.
In terms of their efficiency, you know, calling you up, you know, setting up a meeting, you know, to check up on you, like why you're not paying the tax, or in this case, why you're not paying the loans. And also, you know, when you pay your tax, right, you have a deduction based on your salary, you have a deduction based on your personal deduction, 8,000 or something, then you have allowance for your lifestyle, all these tax deductions. You can apply the same concept in your PTPTN, whereby, example, you have a 2,700 income per month. Okay, you allow 1,000 plus for food, you know, this much for entertainment, blah, 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 blah. Then the balance, okay, this is the amount you have to pay. And if you earn below a certain amount, you don't have to pay yet until you achieve that kind of salary. And the more salary you have, the more percentage of loan you have to pay back. Right?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
I think that's a very interesting concept.
Yeah. Ryan, thanks so much for your thought.
Yeah, very. Yeah, okay.
All right, and heading to our next caller, we have Terry on the line. Terry, what are your thoughts on this story?
Okay, hi.
Hello,
hello Terry.
Hi. Okay, I don't pay BDBM previously. It's due to the previous government. You can see they use all the Khazana fund to bail that out. So to me, if I pay all this money, it won't be good, going for a good cause. It will go into someone's pocket. So, of course, I start paying after the change of government.
Mm-hmm.
And then, to me, the way of collecting payment, if I'm not mistaken, there's EPF account too can be the amount can be transferred to make the PDBM payment. Why not the government just make it automatically when the income reaches a certain tier, the EPF EPF account too contribution will automatically deducted for their. For their PTPTN, I think so. It will eat into their residual income or the take-home pay. It will affect their lifestyle.
Terry, before we let you go, I mean, during your time of not paying the PTPTN because of your ethical concerns, right? I mean, did you feel worried, I guess, about the state of the PTPTN loans or worried about other generations of students? I mean, because this is a long-running story, right?
Yeah, correct. If you have to look at the bigger picture, if the previous government keep on doing those 1MDB thing, even how much we are paying, it won't be sufficient to cover.
Terry, thank you so much for your time. And yeah, those are... That's also an interesting angle to take on it, because it's something that I've heard in the past.
Yes, I've heard people say it too.
When it came to paying the taxes, and that's why they avoided paying taxes. So we also have another caller on the line. Garrick, good evening. What do you have to say?
Hi, good evening. I'm grateful for BDBTN. It allowed me to get a degree and that my parents didn't want to pay for. That's a different story altogether.
Mm-hmm.
But upon graduation, as a fresh graduate working in KL, I think it was really tough. And people say that, you know, you can't take a car loan first before you get the PTPT, and that's irresponsible. But without a car, I won't be able to make my way to work or even make my way to the train station or something like that. So I needed a car loan. I needed a place to stay, which meant rent. I needed to, you know, eat and, you know, miscellaneous other costs, which brings BDBTN to the bottom of the, you know, the food chain. And not by my choice, but by the whole circumstances surrounding my financial situation at that time. And of course, I mean, it's not something I wanted, but it's something that, you know, that just happened, you know. And of course, For about 3 years, I did not pay PTPTN. And yeah, I was mildly guilty about it. Then there was... So I personally think that it could have been easier, where there was a scheme where when you start off work, where you pay a smaller amount and it gets bigger as you start to earn more. I think that would be a practical way for, you know, fresh graduates to actually start the habit of paying PTPTN. And when you start the habit of paying it, it becomes something that comes to you naturally.
Garrick, thank you so much for your call. You can keep those thoughts coming. But in the meantime, we have to head to the 7 p.m. news. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.